What's up, guys? How are you? Welcome into the Tuesday morning edition of the Daily Juice Podcast. My name is Matt Peralta. You can follow me on Twitter at SportsTalkMatt. Every morning we are here on bettingpros.com, always being brought to you by BetMGM. You can find this podcast wherever you get your podcasts or on YouTube now as well, as we come off of a kind of blah night. So at the time of taping, unless Draymond Green gets a couple of more assists here, we're probably going to wind up with a 1-3-1 night. The Red Sox bets all got washed out. The Discord bet got taken out because of the protests in Minnesota. So no game for the Twins and the Red Sox. And that means the over didn't get bet either. We got refunded on that. But I came back and I added a couple NBA player props. We got Zion over 29.5. He got to 30. That was a sweat. We got that right. And that was minus 105 or even plus money for certain people that took it at different books. But then we came back with the Draymond Green assists after James Wiseman went out. I thought that there may be a chance for him to go over his 8.5 assists. He has 7 right now. Maybe when I'm done here, I'll be pleasantly surprised, but I don't think it's going to happen. It's kind of a blowout. The Warriors getting another big win. The Nuggets are about to lose another bad game. The Nuggets are bad loss to Boston, bad loss here to the Warriors. So not good for them, but overall, not a great week that we've started off here so far. So I went back and did some accounting and I looked at the last 3 weeks as to where we have been just to get an idea of how we're doing with our picks. And I just like to do this. The record is great, but really this is about units, right? It's about how much money we're winning or losing. That's what really matters here. So you can go like, well, my sister, who, if you go to my Twitter account at Sports Talk Matt, you can see a picture of my sister and the $1,800 that she cashed with the one bet she put down for Hideki Matsuyama to win the Masters. That hit. And so she is up $1,800. Now, she had a couple other parlay bets that didn't hit, but for the most part, she's way, way up. So she's probably like 1 in 4 leaving Vegas. But that one is a monster hit. So really, at the end of the day, this is about cashing tickets and cashing bets. But so 3 weeks ago, we had a great week. We were up 4 units for that week 3 weeks ago. Last week, we were down 1.33 units. And then the week prior after that, we were down 0.69 units. So in totality, that is 2 units, basically 1.97, I think, to be official, but 2 units up over the last 3 weeks. So while the picks haven't been great, we've had a decent couple of weeks here in totality. Last 2 weeks haven't been great. This week, not looking all that great, but overall, we're still up for the podcast. So hopefully we can turn things around a little bit. We're kind of scuffling and we're kind of just kind of treading water. And, you know, part of that, I think, just is because I got a lot of things going on and I went on vacation and then my family came to visit. So my apologies on some of these picks who haven't been great. And I'll try to pick it up here. My in-laws land today. So if I'm a little bit on the edgy side for the next couple of weeks, just cut me a little bit of a little slack. My in-laws are coming for a month. Yeah, you heard that right. They're coming for a month. They came for a month in 2020. Actually, in February of 2020, they left and COVID went bonkers. So right after they left here, everything kind of shut down and went crazy. So now they're coming back right after COVID goes away. They're coming back and they're staying here. So my wife's ecstatic about this. My daughter's happy. I just got to suck it up and deal with it. So that's just the life, right? If you're married, you understand what this is going to be like. So just cut me a little slack if I'm a little bit on the edgy side over the next couple of days as I adjust to having my in-laws around for a month. My father-in-law is phenomenal. I love my father-in-law, but it's one of those things where it's like, you got people staying here for a long period of time. We'll adjust, but it's for my wife and my daughter and they're phenomenal. They're ecstatic. So we'll adjust to it. It's just a month is a month. It's a long time. So after a couple of days, it all kind of blends into the wallpaper and it's all good. So that first couple of days, the adjustment process is always interesting. So just, yeah, here we are with that. Okay. So last night, most likely 1-3-1 and the push coming on the Toronto and the Canadiens. 6, as I told you, I like playing 6 because there's a good shot that we're going to push and we got to push. But Montreal wins the game. That was not good for us. The run line, money line for the Padres came in. They win. And then we teamed it up with the Astros and they lost their game. So Houston's still good for nothing. And so we lost that as well on our 2-leg. Again, don't bet parlays. But here I am betting parlays and it's burning me. So shame on me. I shouldn't have done it. Should have gone 1-1 and down a little bit instead of being down, you know, a full half unit on that bet. So my bad on that. But here we are now coming into this day today where we got two bets in hockey and two bets in baseball to get to here in just 1 second. But because we went back with the NBA player props yesterday, this is a perfect timing for the new BetMGM offer. It's the NBA Parlay Boost Token. It's back from BetMGM. When you use that promo code JUICE100, when you sign up for a new account with BetMGM, you get a 10% boost token on any NBA parlay. This offer is available for all players. It can be promoted via your BetMGM Sportsbook welcome offer affiliate links, which is the BetJuice100 link when you come in for new users. So BetMGM Juice100 is the promotional offer. Minimum two legs to make it a parlay. The offer is available for all of the 2021 NBA season. So you're going to go in there and you're going to opt in here to the NBA 10% boost token parlay for the NBA with that promo code JUICE100. Thanks to our friends at BetMGM. So take advantage of that for sure. All right. So we're going to go back to hockey. And in the wake of the trade deadline, I'm going to look at the Boston Bruins and the Buffalo Sabres. This has been something we've done this a lot here. Okay. The Buffalo Sabres are one of, if not the worst team in hockey. They've traded away different players, including Taylor Hall, who they sent to these very Boston Bruins, who will be in uniform tonight against his former team. Boston has not been playing well. Boston lost 3-2 at Philadelphia and 8-1 to the Washington Capitals over the last two games. When you make big trades like Boston has made, and they made, you know, some... No, they added a new defenseman. They added Taylor Hall, who is driving today to Boston, trying to play in this game coming up tonight. He may get in uniform and play. You know, Boston has won 4-1 and 3-2 in the first two games of this series. And now we come back here with Boston minus 330 on the money line. Huge favorites. But Boston has got to get it in gear. The Boston Bruins are a good hockey team. They're 21-12-6. They're 10-6-3 at home. Buffalo's one of, if not the worst team in hockey. And now after the trade deadline, they've basically traded away everybody that was any good that was wanted for this team. Here's the thing. After the trade deadline, when you see new faces show up trying to take your ice time, oftentimes that lights a fire under a team and they really get after it. So I've got two bets going here on this. The first is the Boston Bruins on the puck line. And I hate that I'm doing this, but I'm paying a little juice. I laid minus 105 on the Bruins here on the puck line. The Sabres are a really bad team. Okay, they're 5-22 in their last 27 against the NHL overall. They just do not, they do not play well. I mean, they're 7-20. Over the last 27 games when their opponent scores two or less goals in the previous game, which is what happened here for Buffalo, the Sabres haven't been playing horrifically. They've been coming around a little bit here. I mean, they've won now three of their last five games. They beat Philadelphia 5-3. They lost to the Capitals 4-3 and the Devils 6-3. But 5-3 and 3-2, you're seeing offense from Buffalo, okay? They're scoring, and I think they will score here today. I just think Boston's going to score more, and I think the Bruins are going to win this game 4-2. And they could win it by 5-2. They could win it much like they did it in the first matchup 4-1, but I'm hoping the Sabres score at least two goals. I need two from Buffalo. I'm getting four from the Boston Bruins here, in my opinion, in this one. The over for the Bruins, they are, it's 5-1, 5-1 over the last six when their opponent scores five or more goals in the previous game, which is what happened. Boston got their doors blown off. They were 5-1. But I just think Boston's going to come out here and they're going to want to play hard. They're going to get after it. And the Buffalo Sabres, look, the over is 4-0 over the last four games for Buffalo. They're 4-1-1 in the last six games following a win to the over. And I just think this is a team here that in Buffalo that just gave me two goals. I think Boston's going to score a bunch of goals here. So I got two bets going. First, Boston Bruins on the puck line, minus 105. and the over 5.5 goals as well on this one. This is another one of these examples I've been talking about, trying to focus in on one game and making multiple bets on one game that I think I've got a good read on and a good, you know, taking a look at it. And again, this is just an experiment. If this doesn't work, I'll stop doing this. Went 1-1 doing this last night, with Toronto losing on the money line, but then the over pushing. So I guess 0-1-1. So 0-1-1 in that last night for this. So let's see how I do here. I'm going to do this for a couple of days. If it doesn't work, I'll stop doing it. But it's just a little bit of an experiment. Two bets in hockey, Bruins on the puck line in the over 5.5 goals coming up here for hockey. We've been very good at hockey, hopefully to continue this. It's just last night wasn't great. Hopefully we come back here in this hockey game with the Bruins after the trade deadline, and hopefully they bounce back after just an embarrassing loss last time out against the Capitals. I think the Bruins come out on fire here against a really bad team in the Buffalo Sabres. So Bruins puck line over 5.5 goals. Two picks, two bets, half a unit on both for this game. All right. Two baseball games to talk about here today. And I whiffed on the Padres run line, which I should have taken, we should have listened to you guys, should have jumped on it. I am going to jump on that coming up here today. And I think when you look at this team for the Padres, they are really, really good. And they've got Blake Snell going to the mound, who so far this year has been extremely good. And I think if you are a Padres fan, you are looking for a win here. 9 2/3 innings pitch. All no decision so far for Blake Snell, but a 1.86 ERA, only 6 hits given up, only 2 runs given up so far, only 1 home run, been really, really solid. His whip is 1.2. I mean, the Padres are, you know, this is why they acquired Blake Snell, to have him go out there as a lefty and be dominant. And I think this is another one of these games where their bats should come to life and their bats should be able to knock around here and put some runs up against Chad Kuhl, a right-handed pitcher. And I just think this is a game where we should see a lot of runs for the Padres and not a lot of runs for the Pittsburgh Pirates. So I don't really know about the total at 7.5, but I could easily see a 5-2 win here for San Diego. So I'm going to lay it here. I'm laying juice on the run line, which I absolutely despise doing. But the Padres are 4-0 in their last 4 games as a road favorite, and they're 9-1 over their last 10 games on the road against a right-handed starter dating back to last year. They hit. And I know there's no Tatis Jr., but I think even without him, this team hits. This team can score a lot of runs. I don't like the over because I'm not sure that Pittsburgh scores against Blake Snell. You know, the first 5 numbers aren't really out yet for me to bet on. So I'm just taking the Padres on the run line. I'm going to drop the -120 on that. I don't really like doing that, but I think after a 6-2 win yesterday, I could see them coming back and something having something very similar here on this game against Pittsburgh. Padres are a much better baseball team. They score a bunch of runs, don't give up a ton against a bad Pittsburgh team. We're going run line Padres -120. And I'm going to take a flyer here for my last half a unit with the Washington Nationals up against the St. Louis Cardinals. Washington is horrendous right now. They are reeling. And it's kind of hard to watch, to be quite honest. They are 2-5 on the year. They're 1-3 on the road so far. They lost to Atlanta in both games of the doubleheader. Lost to the Dodgers in all 3 of their games. 1-0, 9-5, and 3-0. They weren't hitting at all. And you're just kind of shaking your head here at where this Washington Nationals team, they need Juan Soto to get hot, stay hot. He's been hitting pretty well. I mean, his on-base percentage is .500, slugging .625. But one of the 2 wins on the year, the Washington Nationals beat the Cardinals 5-2. Okay, this is even money. The number's moving around, but I got even money on this. Nats on the road at St. Louis here. Okay, you can shop +100. I saw -105. I've seen all sorts of numbers bouncing around here. I've seen +105 for Washington. I think Steven Strasburg and the Nationals find a way to get this done. They kind of have the number for the Cardinals, which is a little bit strange. The Nats are 4-0 in the last 4 meetings dating back to last year. And they have played pretty well up against this team. They, for whatever reason, they just seem to have and they play well against the Cardinals. Everything else, they've been really bad so far this year. And they're 0-4 this year as an underdog. They're 1-6 in their last 7 road games dating back to last year. Things just haven't gone well at all for the Nats. And you just think at some point, they're going to get a W here. They won the first game 5-2. Let's see if they can come back here again and get another W here against the St. Louis Cardinals, because losing 5 games in a row, they're a better team than this. So they beat the Braves 6-5. Then they lost 5 games in a row. Then they come back with a win 5-2, the win over the St. Louis Cardinals, and Schwarber debuts. They get the W. He doubled a run in a Nationals victory finally for them. So 5-2 the win last night. Let's come back here with the Nationals, who are 2-5 and 1-3 on the road against the Cardinals. Let's get the Nationals to get a W here at even money. Nats money line victory to win and beat the Cardinals here at even money. All right. So 4 plays, half a unit. Bruins puck line over 5.5 goals against the Sabres. Padres run line -120. Nats even money, half a unit to beat the St. Louis Cardinals, coming up with Steven Strasburg on the mound for the Washington Nationals. Those are our plays coming up here for today. I'm not going to do any player props unless one of these things get canceled for whatever reason that I may come back to kind of fill, but I'm still going to take a little break from the player props. I'll come back probably Wednesday, Thursday at some point for the player props here for the Daily Juice. My name is Matt Perrault. You can follow me on Twitter at Sports Talk Matt. Every morning, it's the Daily Juice podcast being brought to you by BetMGM right here on BettingPros.com.